It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sweaty, humid, hot, disgusting Thursday in New York City. Your first day of August. How are you? Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. We got a lot to get to today, including something I'm looking forward to at 4 o'clock. Something I think Tiki is looking forward to, even though he has no idea what it is. But I have a very special gift for Tiki Barber.
A gift?
A gift. From the bottom of my heart.
Why am I so lucky?
The way I live life, Teak, is that when I see something that I believe somebody would really enjoy, I get it for them. I don't wait till their birthday. I don't wait until an anniversary. I don't wait until Christmas. I just do it. So coming up at 4 o'clock, Tiki Barber will be tested in a major way as he receives a very sweet gift from his radio partner, Evan Roberts. That's me.
I can't wait.
We'll get to that later. The Mets and Yankees as well. But I love this time of year because this is the time of year where football is still a long ways away, but it's almost here. There's a meaningless game tonight between the Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. We've had about a week of training camp with the Jets and the Giants. We've seen little clips of Daniel Jones missing a receiver, Malik Nabers making a great catch, Aaron Rodgers rolling out, and our opinions are starting to formulate. And so today is that day I always look forward to. This is the first day where we are all going to do it like a happy group. We're going to reveal our first draft Jets and Giants win total predictions because your brain is going to change over the next 5 weeks. There's going to be preseason games. There are going to be injuries. And then this always happens. There's optimism. No matter what you think today on August 1st, as we get closer to the start of a football season, it's just natural in your brain. All of a sudden, you start to shift towards positivity. So starting today, and we're going to do it right now to open the show here on August 1st, 2024, in honor of the Mets and Yankees not playing, in honor of a Hall of Fame game, we are going to all make our first draft Jets and Giants win total predictions. I've been studying this for 72 hours. I feel very confident about what I'm about to say, but I warn you. And Tiki should warn you, and Sean and Lukey should warn you. Over the next 5 weeks, they may want to turn on the microphone and say, I edit my pick.
Yes.
I changed my mind. And we will keep track of that.
I can promise you that mine will be amended based on how Daniel Jones it plays, more importantly, is protected in the first week of the season. I need to see an actual football game.
No, you can't change after the season starts.
I'm talking about in my mind. It's set in stone. Whatever I say today will be set in stone.
Right.
But in my mind, how I think they're going to do is going to change as soon as I see Daniel Jones take a real snap and get really or not really protected by this kind of remade offensive line.
See,
that is going to determine so much. The Jets, I think I'm kind of set on what I think. And I think no matter what happens early on in the season, because they have some big-time primetime games, I think my thought about the Jets will stay the same. The Giants is going to be personally in flux, I think.
Yeah, I think already Giant fans have fluctuated because not that we're sitting there at training camp, But the early returns on Daniel Jones, and I can't even say this is my opinion because I'm not sitting there watching Daniel Jones on 11-on-11s, but the early returns have been, hey, looks rusty.
Right.
Hey, doesn't look good.
Yeah. And by the way, he should be. He had an ACL injury. He didn't play. Yes, he'd been running around in his shorts and T-shirt, and he looks jacked and huge and massive, and he fits the part, but he hasn't played football in a long time.
Yeah, so with that said, because I think the quarterback situation is going to be like the biggest thing weighing on everyone out
yeah,
there.
It always is.
Where they want to put the Giants win total.
I think that's every team.
I think it's every team, but here's the thing about the Giants, because I do have a win total, and I have an optimistic win total. Mm. That's right. I'm not just a hater. Mm. Sometimes, and there are a few things that led to this, which I'll explain, sometimes things shift towards a positive way. And here's what shifted me towards why I think the New York Giants are going to win 8 games this season.
Now,
is that positive, Tim?
That is. I mean, you said 6 last year.
That's right. And I was basically right. I am at an 8-win total. Now, look, 8 is not enough to make the playoffs. Okay, 8-9 is unlikely to be a playoff team. But before I get into my details, would you all agree, because I'm surrounded by Giant fans, for anyone new to the Evan and Tiki Show, I'm just a lonely Jet fan here on this program. I got the Hall of Fame, the future Hall of Fame running back, Giant legend Tiki Barber. I got super Giant fanboy Sean Morash. And I've got optimistic Tommy, who thinks the Giants are going 17-0.
By the way, positive, optimistic, whatever you want to call it, Tommy is sticking with the Giants too. You're positive for all your teams. I'm just making sure.
Tiki, I have transformed into positive Tommy.
For everything.
Oh, negative Tommy is gone.
Beautiful. Then we can have conversations this football season, you and I.
Wow. Yeah, because last year he didn't want to look at you.
Exactly.
Do you guys agree that me saying as an IFO, because I am, I'm being an IFO. I was an IFO last year when I said you'd suck. Mm-hmm. I gave you the uncomfortable news. I turned out to be right. Would you agree that an 8-win season is an optimistic view from IFO Evan?
Yeah, it hits the over on the Vegas win total. So, yes, it has to be optimistic.
Now, officially, what is the Vegas win total?
7.5.
Six and a half is the Vegas win total.
Yeah, I'm coming in a game and a half up.
I like it. It's 2 up from last year
as
well.
Thank you. Am I optimistic, Lugie?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That actually makes me feel good, Evan. I think I can be your friend for the next 3 weeks until the regular... Is it 3 weeks? 4 weeks until the regular season starts.
Here's what I know. I count down this way. There are 5 more Sundays without football.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I count
things. I mean, there's football, but you're going to watch it for the guy who's going to be the backup, whatever.
Yeah.
Guard.
I mean, 5 more Sundays without, like, real intense, oh my God, I'm going to lose my lunch kind of football. But I'll tell you, I'll walk you through why I have that optimism, despite my lack of optimism in the quarterback staying healthy. And that's clearly where I'm at with Daniel Jones, the way I've been with him for a long time. I think he can play when he's healthy. I think he can play when he's held upright.
Yep.
You talked about this offensive line, which I think is significantly improved. Again, assuming Andrew Thomas stays on the field, which I'm going to make that assumption. I think this defense is really, really solid. Mm-hmm. I think he's been given better wide receivers. I think the Giants are equipped to get to that win total no matter what happens with the quarterback, because I think the rest of the team is solid enough. I think the rest of the team has been built the right way. Now, do I have some questions in their secondary? Of course. But I think they have a chance to have a ferocious pass rush, which, as we all remember, was basically the calling card of the team that won a couple of Super Bowls. I like this team defensively. I like the hire of Shane Bowen. I think it's good that Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll are going to get into fist fights every other week. I love the addition of Brian Burns. And so when I say I think they can win 8 games, a part of that is going through the schedule. A part of that is assuming that this offensive line will have some level of health. But I get to that number without Daniel Jones having the kind of season that maybe you think he's going to have, because I do like the rest of this roster.
Yep.
And I like the way they can start this year against a Viking team that I don't think is going to be very good. Washington, I think, will eventually continue to improve. But it's a rookie quarterback, yes! Against that kind of pass rush. I like them getting off to a good start.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run. draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Also like the Cowboys and the Eagles coming back down to earth. And ladies and gentlemen, little synopsis, that is a part of why, as an IFO, you guys are winning 8 games this year. Congratulations.
I like it. I mean, you look at the first part of the schedule. You go, just go through the first 5 or 6 games, and they're all kind of winnable. And even the ones against the division rivals, the Cowboys come first to Giant Stadium, and then the Eagles come to Giant Stadium. They're playing at home. So they're playing these two teams, division rivals that they're trying to catch at home. So if everything works as it's supposed to, mm-hmm. and guys stay healthy, especially Daniel Jones, and the offensive line is better than it has been, they could start this season like significantly over 500.
Oh.
And so my thought.
What total are you giving us?
My thought.
13.
I'm not going crazy. Trust me. Maybe I'll think about that when we start talking about the Jets. But my total this year is exactly what it was last year. Last year, I thought the Giants were going to be 8-9, 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think they're going to be 9-8 or 10-7.
Wow!
So, if you pinned me, I'm saying this is a 9-win team because I think there's some tough games, especially as you get later on in the season. Again, still winnable. They could surprise us. Hell, they were 3 plays or 3. Like in game-ending plays away from winning 3 more games last year, right? They could have won 9 games a year ago. I think they at least get to 9 games. To me, so if you're putting mine on record,
yes,
Evan, which
yes,
I know you are,
yes,
9-8.
9-8. I don't like where this is going so far, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Marginally increasing over you?
Yes. I thought I was the optimistic one.
But I'm not going to be negative on the Giants.
You're allowed to be.
I can't be because I look at, you mentioned all the talent. I mean, we know Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt is there, but I think about like the tight ends with Belly, who's back for his third year now. You got Theo Johnson, who they were raving about, and I watched him play a couple times at Penn State in some of those wideout games. The kid's a stud. So if he's right, they're going to be good. The running back room is just stacked. Now, there's no Saquons in that room, but you got a reliable Devin Singletary. This kid, you know, Dante Miller looks like he's a burner. Tyrone Tracy, Eric Gray, who hasn't fulfilled his expectation yet, but could. Like, there's just talent. And so when you look at a team that has talent, it's hard to say that they're going to underachieve. And especially with the coaching staff now feeling like it's more cohesive than it was a year ago.
Now, when I talk about how, as we get closer to the start of the season, and this happens in every sport, as fans, you naturally become more optimistic. I noticed that with my fellow Met fans this year. Throughout the offseason, it was negative, negative, negative. Why don't we get this guy? Why don't we get that guy? And then when opening day comes around, you just so want to be positive that you bring in a little bit more positivity. The definition of that kind of person is Sean Morash because he's such a diehard Giant fan that even in disappointment that they didn't trade up and acquire Drake May, which he wanted to,
mm-hmm.
even in the disappointment that he thought Tommy DeVito was the franchise quarterback 7 short months ago, I know deep down that Sean has already gone to that optimistic side. And whatever Sean predicts right now, which I think comes from a good place, I guarantee he will add 2 games to that win total before the start of the season.
Ah, you're probably right. By the way, I was over at Giant training camp today, sat down with John Mara for a little bit, and as I was watching practice, your guy, Tommy DeVito, threw a tip pick.
Deontay Johnson, right? All right.
I love how you left to bring that up.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. I mean, he tried to fit it into a tight window. It got popped up into the air and intercepted.
By the way, you being at Giant Camp also adds to the win total. Because I'm telling you, that's what we are as humans. We want to be more optimistic.
Right, especially when you see it.
Yes, so if we did this yesterday, you would have said 8 wins instead of 9 wins. A game gets added, and it's all of us. It's not because, like, John Maris whispered sweet nothings in your ear. It's that's the way we are as humans. Like, wait till basketball season. Right now, yeah, the Knicks will win 52 games. Mm. By the time the season starts, you Knicks fans are going to say 65 wins. So, Sean, your win total.
A positive, optimistic 7-10.
Really?
Oh.
Less than me.
I believe the Giants will be 7-7 and in the hunt, too.
So they're going to collapse down the stretch of the season?
No, I think what's going to happen, they're going to get a little flexy on December 22nd. Giants-Falcons, big game for that wild card situation on Sunday Night Football, December 22nd. They will lose that game, and the Giants will make the uncomfortable decision to pull Daniel Jones. I'm just trying to be realistic.
I think it's a positive Falcons quarterback at that point.
It could be.
You're on a rookie quarterback for the Colts at that point. Anthony Richardson only played like three games last year.
Keep in mind.
And you got the Eagles that could not want to be playing for anything.
Keep in mind a couple things. It's August 1st, and I know this sounds outlandish. I also like Anthony Richardson a lot. I think it'll be a very positive year, but I think we will have that uncomfortable Christmas time conversation where they decide the injury closes and play with Daniel Jones and they lose those last couple games.
Well, by that point of the season, I'll have had a good book on Anthony Richardson because a CBS schedule came out already.
Yeah.
Two of my first three games are the Indianapolis Colts.
Look at that.
So I'll get you
Tiki
the intel.
Will see the Colts more than the Pagano family.
Wow, so you're at 7-10. I'm more optimistic than Sean. Now I feel better. Now I feel good. By the way, when we do this on the Friday before the NFL season starts, which can't tell you everything about it, could be a very, very special Evan and Tiki show. Very, very special that day. I believe Sean will have that reversed and say 10-7.
Mm.
That is by the time we get to the start of the year.
You're right. Given what you just mentioned.
Yes.
About my visit.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Yeah. He's going to make a visit next week. We're doing our shows out there, even though he's banned from it. He's going to watch a few preseason games. I guarantee by the time we get to week one against the Vikings, Sean's going to be saying, yeah, I think this team could go 10-7. So far, I'm at 8. Tiki's at 9. Sean's at 7. We'll get to the Jets in 3 minutes. Positive Tommy.
Positive Tommy's predicting 11 wins. 11 wins for the Giants.
Wow.
The defense will be a top 10 unit. Malik Nabers will go down as the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Giants. Brian Daboll will go back to being the people's champ, no longer the Cowardly Lion. And the reason I'm so optimistic is because Joe Shane signed Disney Plus in the offseason. Now, let me explain that. Brian Burns is an Avenger. Drew and Natalie Locke are Prince and Princesses. Motor is another superhero. And then they signed the clock from Beauty and the Beast. The candle, I should say. Lumineer. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that his name? I mean, Luminaire?
Yes. Right.
Jermaine
Luminaire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Close enough.
The candle from
Close
Beauty
enough.
And the Beast.
I'm curious. Like, I mean, how long did it take you to write that material?
No, I don't write my material.
He pulled that off the dome. He's like Jay-Z. He just goes in the studio.
I do repeat it often.
Exactly. He spits it because he repeats it. But here's something that might give Tommy's prediction a little bit more credence.
Yeah.
The Giants play some tough AFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
And NFC teams, but a lot of those games are home. So they play the Bengals at home.
Mm-hmm.
They have the
Ravens at home, too.
They have the Ravens at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Saints were close to make them. They made the playoffs last year, right? Did they?
No.
Did they just missed it. They just missed
Tampa
it.
Tampa did.
They had to win that last game, and Tampa had to lose.
And they play Tampa at home.
They play Tampa at home. They play the Saints at home, and they play the Ravens at home. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of the tough teams that are out of their division, they play at home.
So
a fallacy about home field advantage.
Right.
But it can't hurt.
Yeah, I think to get to that 11-win total, which I'm not going to say it's nuts. It's football we can dream. I do think it's nuts. What I said about the quarterback can't happen. So I think this roster is good enough. And I think the conversation we're going to have next January is they're a quarterback away. Something very similar to what we were saying about the Jets 2 years ago.
Yep.
And I don't think it's going to be because Daniel Jones stinks. I think it's going to be because he can't stay healthy. But to get to that win total, then Daniel Jones needs to not even be the guy from 2 years ago who earned the contract. He needs to be better than that.
Yeah.
So 11 wins for Tommy. So right now, an overall optimistic crew. I think they win 8. Tiki says they win 9. Sean has him at 7. Loogie has him at 11. Now let's get to the real football team in town. The team with a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl, and that's the New York Jets. Now, to my fellow Jet fan, I got to have a conversation before I give the win total. It is going to sound like I'm being negative. What I am presenting to you is not negative. I think it's realistic, and I think it may have a happier ending than you realize.
Okay?
The Jets are destined to get off to a tricky start. It's just the way it is. This guy didn't quarterback last year. This guy hasn't played with a lot of his teammates.
Yeah.
Like, it's just destined that, like, week one. And I know I spoke to Beningo about this off air. Oh, we got to win week one. We're not winning week one.
That's the 49ers.
That's the Niners on the road. Who, Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, he's been great against the Niners in his career. No shot. Like, that's one of those games where as fired up as I'm going to be, as fired up as we're all going to be, I'll say this to you right now on August 1st. They're not winning that game. So the Jets, right off the top, are staring 0-1 and a Week 2 road game in Tennessee against the Titans. Okay, now they do play New England, they play Denver, they play Minnesota. They've got some crappy games mixed in there. I think they are going to limp at the start just because it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take that as Evan thinks doom and gloom. No, I think they're going to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to win 10 games. I think it is going to be a very solid 10-win season. Do I think they're going to win the division? Probably not. I think they're a wild card team. But where my optimism starts to grow is I think once making the postseason, they got a run in them. And I don't think this is going to be a quick, they barely made the playoffs,
okay. They
get knocked out. In fact, I'll go all the way with this here on August 1st.
Okay.
Why not dream big? I think that you and I are flying to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
I think that Beningo and I flew to many an AFC Championship game. We went to both of them back-to-back, Indianapolis, though we didn't fly, we were driving, Indianapolis and then Pittsburgh. And I have a feeling that you and I, Sean won't go because he's going to be bitter and his wife won't let him.
It's excuse my wife? She don't tell me what to do.
She won't let you go. I'm just giving you a prediction. I'm giving you a full-fledged prediction here. We are going to be in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. I don't think it's going to end well for us. I think, A, I'm going to get frostbite. My wife is going to be so pissed at me for it. And I think the Jets will lose that game.
But they'll be there.
But they're going to be there. So my win total to my fellow Jet fans, and a lot of it is the schedule, a lot of it is the rocky start I expect, a lot of it is just guys getting used to playing with each other, which don't blame that on mini camps, okay? That's just reality. So I'm going 10 wins for the New York Jets. Tiki?
I like you. I like your thinking, though I think you're a little bit low here. The Jets, kind of like the Giants, have so much talent on their roster right now. Now, maybe the wide receiver room could have used a boost, but you just hope that you get health out of some of their additions here. I like the Jets, mainly because of their defense, to win 11 games.
11.
And part of it is because, unlike you, they're most likely to lose to the 49ers. But I see the rest of that early quarter, that first quarter of the season, trending favorably for the Jets.
It's a softy schedule. It's more of my questions about the rustiness of this team.
The Titans have a new head coach, Brian Callahan. He's a new head coach there. They got a Will Levis as their quarterback. Maybe they're going to be good. I have no idea. They lost their defensive coordinator, who's obviously now with the Giants. So there's a lot of changeover that's happening. The Pats, rookie quarterback, they could be another disaster. The Broncos, similar situation. I don't know who the heck is going to start at quarterback. And for that team,
Zach Wilson,
right,
that's
who. The Vikings, again, another rookie quarterback. I can actually see them going this first quarter of the season at 4-1. And so you get off to a hot start. You're now believing in yourself. All that negativity around, the coaching staff and Nate Hackett, it's going to be thrown out the window, and everybody's going to say it's the greatest team since sliced bread. And now they can play to that, right? So I actually see them winning at least 11 games because of a fast start, even if they lose the first game to the 49ers on the road.
I've noticed a trend by Tiki. Mm-hmm. I say 8 for the Giants, he ups it with 9. I say 10 for the Jets, he ups it with 11. Sean Morash, since you are such an independent football observer,
you hate the Jets.
When it comes to the New York Jets, I'm curious, what's your win total here on August 1st?
So there's obviously been a lot of controversy about the Jets here throughout, and understandably so. Aaron Rodgers appears locked in, appears. I look up and down this schedule, and I got to level with you. Get on my back, Jet fans. You are going to experience the best regular season you've ever experienced.
What?
And we're getting a home playoff game at MetLife Stadium. The Jets are going 16-1.
You hate the Jets.
And losing in that home playoff game in the divisional round to break your heart.
Oh, I see what he did there. Okay. I mean, that is something Aaron Rodgers has done before. 15-1 and then lose a home divisional game.
Yes. I think 16-1.
Something you're familiar with.
Yep.
So you're going with 16-1.
So 0-1 and then 16-0.
We'll see. Yeah. I want to give myself, I almost went 17-0, but I'm giving myself a wiggle room.
I hate you.
You can't call me a hater. No, I'm telling you, I'm in 16 games.
No.
It's a troll.
Yeah.
What?
It is a troll.
What do you mean? I went 5 more wins than you did. How am I a troll?
Even in complimenting them, I see what you're doing.
But I don't know. Expectations are sky high. I want to set them right.
But I wrote it down for August 1st. We'll see if that opinion changes. We get closer to the start of the year. Positive Tommy. Again, I don't know if that applies to the Jets. Mm-hmm. Your Jet win total.
Not your team. It doesn't need to.
The Jets will win 7 games. Aaron Rodgers will only miss one game. He will go to Fantasia to fly on a flying dog. He will not tell the Jets. They will have no idea. They will look like buffoons for a week. They will win 7 games. Now, let me throw up a little karma here because this is the NFL universe.
Yes.
The Jets open up once again on Monday Night Football, correct?
Yes.
They are playing the 49ers. Who is on the 49ers this year? Leonard Floyd. Who hurt Aaron Rodgers last year?
Leonard Floyd. What's your point?
My point is
he's getting hurt again.
That's not what I'm saying because I don't, you know, wish injuries on anybody. But that's an early little karma that you have to get over. But I think he will get over it. But you're still going to win 7 games, and Jet fans will get what they wanted—a full season of Aaron Rodgers—and they will realize he's just not that good anymore.
By the way, if that happened, and that would be the third consecutive year of the Jets winning the same amount of games. Okay, something I don't think they've ever done in the history of their franchise—a third straight 7-win season. If they did that and the quarterback was healthy, in a weird way, there'd be a cleansing. There would be a, okay,
yeah,
didn't work, we move on. One of the worst things in sports, and I got this with the Nets, by the way, is not knowing what could have happened. Like, what if they were healthy? What if James Harden didn't ask for a trade? What if Kyrie Irving wasn't nuts? And it bothers me even to this day, the uncertainty of, well, what if this happened? If he was healthy and they failed to that level, which I would be very surprised about, I give you credit. It's a unique prediction. But if that happened, I think in a weird way, it would be very easy at the end of the year to say, okay, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, and you're gone.
Yeah, let's move on and just really start this thing over the right way.
Your phone calls coming up at the toll-free number, which is 888-808-1019. This is the moment, kind of your first look at what you think our local football teams will be. The off-seasons are over. We are now have arrived to the preseason. The very first preseason game is tonight. The Jets and Giants will start to play their games in about a week. And it's that initial thought on where their team, where these teams are going before we get, you know, just jaded by complete optimism. Yeah, Evan and Tiki on this disgusting Thursday. It is disgusting. I know a lot of you people out there love the summer. It's fantastic. It's amazing. This is not good.
No,
okay,
this is not good for my running.
I can only imagine
can't go
running.
Outside and run.
Ugh.
Today I just swam for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's the only thing you can do in weather like this. It's horrible. Now, before we get to your calls, Jet win total, Giant win total, a little football here on this wonderful Thursday. There's a video that's out there of Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers yelling at each other. Your opinion as someone who may have been caught on tape doing that once before.
Oh, wait. You bought that? Oh, you guys bought into that.
Bought what?
You guys bought into Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson were actually fighting about something, whatever it may have been. Oh, they're running a route. That was such a work. That was as big a work as I've ever seen.
What do you mean a work?
Dude, they were not fighting about anything. They were just having a heated discussion so that we would talk about them.
Are you serious?
I told you guys this a year ago, year plus ago, when this whole Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets thing started becoming a thing. There is one current player who is a master of manipulating our conversations about him. And that man is Aaron Rodgers.
You think this was all set up?
I don't think there was anything to that. I think it was animated just so we would pay attention. I have not heard that one.
The
moment I saw that, I was
really?
Like, they're not really fighting about anything.
Really?
I could just tell. Like, there's nothing. Because if it was real, they wouldn't be animated. Like, if he was actually instructing him about something, it would have been much more focused so that he understood it. Right? So to me, that felt like such a work.
Wow.
And I can't wait to go over there. When are we going over there? 2 weeks?
I think August
13th. Like 10 days, 11 days.
Right, 10 or 11 days.
I can't wait to go over there and find out. I honestly think that was a work.
A work?
That's a work.
I could have sworn when I brought this up, you were going to say what I've said. And I think a lot of people have said, which is, hey, that's great. Those are two competitors. They're battling. Whatever happened, it was a missed route. Someone made a mistake. And you're telling me you think the whole thing was scripted?
Yes.
Just to have us talk about
Just to have us talk about it, as we are, and as every show has talked about it.
But wouldn't they be, like, Hollywood-type actors if that was scripted? Because that seemed pretty animated. Like, I don't think they're Bradley Cooper.
I mean, have you seen Aaron Rodgers do all the things that he does? He does this stuff.
For attention?
Not for attention, just to see. Just to see what the reaction's going
not
to be.
Not my Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't do that.
Now you're claiming him?
So I picked him to win 16 games.
He's not your Aaron Rodgers. He's my Aaron Rodgers. So you're saying that because Aaron's answers when he was asked about this at his press conference or with Kay Adams was very like chuckly, like, ah, it's football. Yeah, you guys, you see one thing, but you don't actually know what's going on, which I thought was a typical answer.
Isn't that him saying, we're just playing, we're messing with you? Right, we're getting one over on you.
Wow.
We wasn't really about anything. You guys see one thing, we do something. It's something else.
I don't know what to think about that, if that's true. Like, a part of me almost loves it. Like, hey, screw it.
You know why I love it? Because it's training camp, and it is boring as hell. It's hard. I mean, not as hard as it used to be camp, but it's long. It's boring. Like, you got to do something to make it interesting.
So Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, two of the most talented players on the New York Jets.
Yes, and pretty good actors, obviously.
And pretty damn good actors decided, here's what we're going to do just to get attention. Just to kind of change maybe the story. We're going to have a fake argument, and then everyone's going to talk about it, whether it's national TV or local radio. Yep. I'll give a, you know, BS answer after, like, yeah, it's football. Yep. You don't know what's going on. And the whole thing was just a work because they're bored.
You know why you know what confirmed it to me?
Go ahead.
Brees.
What'd Brees do?
Brees walks over.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even react.
If you
go back and watch it.
Huh.
Brees walks over. He's got his mouthpiece chewing in the side of his mouth. And he's just kind of like looking at them both like, So if there was a real argument, he would have got involved in some capacity.
Unless he wants to stay out of it because those two guys.
Dude, he was standing right next to them. Like, he was in their personal space and just kind of observing.
I kind of believe Tiki. I got to tell you, Sean, Tiki's, he doesn't always convince me on things.
No wonder all you guys like wrestling.
You're right. I believe Tiki. I think it was all the work. You're not buying this, Sean?
No, I think he's animated talking to a young player like that. And if I'm Brees, I'm looking at that situation going, I'm not going to anger Aaron at this point. Let's touch his forget.
If you're Brees and you're not going to get involved in that situation, you stay like 10 feet away.
Maybe he just wants to hear exactly what they were yelling about. No. But don't the Jets have enough controversies?
Right up next to them. Like, right up next to them and didn't react at all. Just kind of stood there. Like,
why would you want to be asked about it?
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you,
Y'all just messing with everybody, right? I got it.
You played in the NFL a long time. Was there ever anything fake done on camera in training camp?
Well, we didn't have social media. There weren't random cameras from some dude in the fifth level like, oh, look, they're fighting down there. Look, let me zoom in. Oh, let me zoom in. I got it. Let me tweet this out and go get 10,000 new followers.
Right.
Because I'm the in-person at Jet Camp. I'm just telling you, man. That was a work.
Touche.
I think the problem is, like, I believe you because I am now kneeling down and saying, you know better than me. You know, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I admit it. Like, Tiki's probably right. Sean doesn't want to admit it because he's a big fan of fan fiction where he wants things to be a certain case, whether it's the Mets have a toxic locker room and Pete Alonso's a douche, or it's Aaron Rodgers wants to punch everybody in the room. So for Sean, he wants it to be real because he wants there to be dysfunction in the Jet locker room. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
So I love how you lead with the Alonzo locker room stuff. Who out of us is the wrestling fan?
I love
fan fiction.
Well, but I know it's fiction, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, it's not that I want controversy, but I want, if I'm going to back a guy to win 16 games, I want to know that spirit he's showing and that fight he's showing in camp is real, and he wants Garrett Wilson to get better.
By the way, it's a win-win to me, because my initial opinion when I saw the video is most Jet fans, which is great. Okay, great, they're arguing. If Tiki's telling me, you know what, they're bored, you know whatless, and they decided to do a worked yelling match with each other, I'm not mad about that either.
Exactly.
I'm just like, okay.
All right, have fun. By the way, for those Never-Ending Story fans who are wondering what Loogie was talking about with the dog, it's not actually a dog. Falcor is a luck dragon. A luck dragon has a dog face. It's a luck dragon. Now, I know most of you guys are too young to have even seen that movie because it came out in 1984. But Falcor is a luck dragon. Get it right, Loogie. It's not a dog.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Just clarification.
And now this is the never-ending discussion.
Toll-free numbers 888-808-1019. Let's go to Scott in East Hanover, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
Tiki, my man. How you doing, my brother?
Good, Scott.
So I want to put Tiki to the side because I'm going to come after your partner there.
Thank you, neighbor. Yes. Thank you, neighbor.
What I do?
And that's why we know we're neighbors up here in North. You know where I'm at.
Yep.
So listen. I just want to say, Evan,
what?
It's so obvious. It's so obvious with your reverse psychology. Just do us all a favor. Take your giant prediction. There's a men's room down the hall. Yeah. Write it in the bathroom stall. Nobody wants to hear it on the radio. You are a mush, okay?
Scott, we know- here's what I don't understand about you
here
and your reverse logic.
Here we go. Right? Here we go.
I got abused by Tiki and abused by maybe you. Maybe you called in, maybe you didn't. I have no idea. I don't remember you. No offense. By saying that I was too negative about the Giants because I honestly thought they were a 6 or 7 win team. I gave an honest prediction. I happen to be right. Now I'm giving you an honest prediction that you guys are mostly too negative about this team. I like the roster construction. So then what do you want me to do?
I just want your Tiki and the Giant guys chime in, tell us about the talent, what we could expect. I don't want your reverse psychology.
It's not reverse psychology. Listen, here's the beauty of this show and a lot of shows on this station. You don't have to give a rat's ass about my Giant opinion. That's fine with me. I get it. Some of us out there say, hey, you're not a fan of that team. I don't want to hear you. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most challenging things in sports talk radio in a two-city town. It's disappointing that you don't care about my Giant opinion, but that's okay. I accept that.
Luckily, you have me because I can give both.
And what are the two cities?
I played for the Giants, and I love Nate Hackett.
Exactly. So if you don't care what I say, that's fine. But don't give me this BS that now when I'm positive about a football team that I was not positive about last year, there's some kind of psychology to it. It's literally a football opinion. I like what Joe has done in building this roster. I think this defense has a chance to be a strength. I think the Giants are building, and I said this a few months ago, and I'll say it again, a quarterback-proof kind of roster. Where even if Daniel Jones is our worst nightmare when it comes to health, as long as they can get, like, sort of competent quarterback play, I think they can be decent. That's my opinion. I'm not trying to reverse psychologize you, you nut. Reverse psychology. The hell's wrong? And you cause people to go crazy. You know what Sal Licata said to me earlier today?
What'd he say?
He comes into my office, and he says, can I ask you a question? I said, of course, what's up? He's like, do you think I'm off the hook now? And I said, what do you mean? He's like, for the Mets. You know, I did the tweet thing.
But
I said, of course you're off the hook. Only idiots think you actually jinxed the Mets.
The NL East is over.
Don't worry about them. You tried to be funny. You weren't jinxing them. In this case, I'm giving you an opinion. Opinion that Tiki agrees with.
That was the 2 years ago one. Loogie, what he said this year was the wild card.
Yeah, we don't have audio of that one.
You don't have that one?
No, it's a tweet. He tweeted it?
Oh, I thought he said it.
If he said it, we didn't hear it. Let's go to Maddie in Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, guys, how's it going? I just want to, it's a very lonely room for me, and I think Tiki might be in there still. I'm a staunch Daniel Jones supporter.
Yep, I'm in there.
And my defense is there's reasons and there's excuses. Excuses are invalid. Reasons are legitimate.
Right.
And I'm so tired of hearing on the radio and everywhere the callers are just killing Daniel Jones. I don't know what quarterback can survive the way he had to survive the past few years. And I'm going to double down with what I said on the radio last year, not with you guys, is that if Daniel Jones had the same line and the same talent as the Philadelphia Eagles, Daniel Jones will be just as good, if not better, than Jalen Hyatt. I'm so tired of hearing how Daniel Jones has to go.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, you mean.
Yeah, we got your point, though.
Yeah. Look, and look, you're not wrong. Daniel Jones was drafted back in 2019. So this is his sixth year. And the challenge for those that are doubting, doubting's the wrong word, but those that aren't overly positive about Daniel Jones being your future, that's the best way to put it. The problem with it is it's been so long. So it's always that question. Is he the guy?
Mm.
And once you get like 4 or 5 years in, if you don't know that answer, he's not the guy.
Right.
And so you're right about the excuses and the reasons and all those things, but it's been a long time and it hasn't quite materialized yet for whatever the reason or the excuse. And so I think it's more that. It's less fans, Giant fans, dislike and don't trust in you. It's just it's been so long, and you don't have a definitive answer.
It's also not even if he's good enough. It's can he stay healthy enough? Right. That's
but
the
that's
ultimate
part of it.
It is. Look, a bad offensive line contributes to it, but when you're injury prone, and Daniel Jones throughout his NFL career has mostly been injury prone,
facts.
Even with a good offensive line, all it takes is one play in one moment. And if Daniel's going to be the mobile quarterback he's been throughout his career, and I think he needs to be, because I've always said that his greatest strength is his ability to make plays with his legs. So assuming he's still trying to do that, even with a good offensive line, you're an injury risk.
Yeah.
And so my questions surrounding him aren't about his talent. It's not about his ability. It's not about if the line was better, this would happen. If he had receivers, this would happen. I think he is fully capable. I'm just not sure he can play enough.
Yeah.
And that's the key word, enough.
Yeah, not play meaning be good, play be available.
Enough. Eric in Bayville. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, you guys sound like the old guy from Independence Day. Not my Aaron Rodgers. not my son, David.
What a great movie to quote to, by the way. I love that. That's a great
movie. Not my Aaron Rodgers.
I've never heard anyone quote Independence Day if they're not doing the president, President Pullman, or whatever his name was in the movie. So that's a good one. I like that. Good job out of you.
Well, much appreciated. I'm calling because the future of the network, Loogie, said 7 wins. I've been putting $100 on the Jets to have 7 wins for the last 3 years. So I'm a diehard Jet fan, too. Diehard Jet fan.
Well, it's not going like, to give you much this year.
No. I'm going to win. I'm going to be the first three-peat since the Kobe Lakers. We're doing 7 wins again this year.
Yeah, Tiki. He's not doing over 7 wins. He's literally doing, they're going to win seven games exactly. What kind of line do you get on that?
Oh, got it.
Like, what kind of betting line do you get on that?
It's plus 800, so I've won $800 the last 2 years. Nice. So get this. So my thinking is, right, so I'm a diehard Jet fan. I go to a lot of games. Okay, so this is my breakdown. Worst head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Worst offensive coordinator in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Best defense in the NFL. 41-year-old quarterback on ayahuasca trip coming back on an Achilles.
Nice.
Dude, if you were to say that about any other team that doesn't begin with the Jets,
right,
you'd be like, that team is in store for a nightmare this year.
Hold on, Eric, I respect that you're a Jet fan who views it that way. And look, ultimately, if we're all sane Jet fans, we should probably, without even breaking it down, just assume something bad is going to happen. Because they're the Jets, and I understand that. We've lived it basically our entire life. So for a long time growing up, I used to argue with those that said were the Jets bad things would happen because I was spoiled. I kind of grew up in the mid to late 90s. Think about it. That was the renaissance. Mm-hmm. That was the turnaround. 98, they're in the AFC title game. And then throughout the 2000s, Teak, they're in the playoffs like every other year.
Yep.
So I grew up in a very solid era to be a Jet fan. And then after what happened in Pittsburgh in 2010, it's obviously been a decade and a half of crap. A decade and a half of if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. With that said, I think Eric laid out the New York Jets in a very unfair way. Very unfair way.
Oh, it's all about Aaron Rodgers and all the distractions that he's caused.
That's not the first thing he said. He said, number one, Robert Saleh is the worst head coach in the NFL. Look, I'm not the biggest believer in Robert Saleh, and he has a lot to prove. But I also can't definitively say yet he's the worst head coach in the NFL. That's number one. Number two, I know we all killed Nate Hackett last year. He has had success as an offensive coordinator. And I'm not just using his time with Aaron Rodgers. How about his time in Green Bay when the Jaguars got to an AFC championship game?
You mean Jacksonville?
Jacksonville. Is that what I said?
Yeah, you said Green Bay, but Jacksonville. I know what you meant.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, he took them to the AFC championship.
Yeah, Blake Bortles. So I can't co-sign right off the top, hey, they're definitively the worst coaching staff in the NFL. Number three, who cares that Aaron Rodgers is on ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca.
Like, it comes down to him playing.
Mm-hmm.
And look, last year he got hurt. It sucked. Right. He didn't play.
By the way, a lot of these guys smoke weed anyways. It's legal.
What's the problem with that? So I think that what Eric did, and God bless you on the bet. I think you're very similar to me. I think that's more emotional insurance than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting yourself in case the Jets hurt you, and all the Jets do is hurt us.
Yeah.
So trust me, I'll be making plenty of bets throughout this football season that try to make me feel better when bad things happen. But I do not think that that summary of the New York Jets, while funny, while good in a soundbite, I do not think that is completely fair.
Sean, the official over-under for the New York Jets is?
9.5
9.5
And it is currently, at many sportsbooks, the most bet over of any team this year.
Without a doubt.
The most bet over in the NFL is the New York Jets?
At so that can't be giving you a lot, right?
I can look it up. It depends on the book, but not at this point, yes. It is the most tickets received on most of the major sports books on over-unders this year has been the Jet over.
Now, I don't think that's Jet fans being optimistic, necessarily. I think that's people around the country believing, hey, take Aaron Rodgers and put him on that team from last year that had an elite-level defense and some of the worst quarterback play in the history of football. They're going to win a lot of games.
Exactly right.
And I understand that logic.
I think it's partly Aaron Rodgers, but a lot of it's just the construction of the team. You got a top-end running back. You got a top-end wide receiver. You got multiple superstars or stars, I should say. Not superstars, but stars. One superstar on defense. Right? You're going to have some talent, and you're going to have some success. So 9 feels light. So I can see why that one's a big over bet.
One big question surrounding Aaron Rodgers, should he even play in the preseason? We'll hear from him next, and we'll hear more from you at 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.